Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
That was started off for me in apartment 6C. Project style and government cheese for a while. Pop Duke wasn't there because he had to do a bid. So mama love stuck with these badass kids. She used to say, keep your head up, always think positive. And never be ashamed of who you are and where you live. Teenage years, I had a struggle doing that. Shorty say, don't talk to him, girlfriend, look where he live at. Crib probably calling with roaches and rats. Plus cats being as always with the drugs and the gats. I used to try, and honeys used to walk on by. Now I'm damn near 20, still ain't got no ride. Caught a record deal. Now the same old chicks used to walk on by. Go out their way to say hi, but they gets none. That's why I'm with the same girl from the same projects that I come from. Because you don't have to drive on a fancy car just for you to be a shining star. No matter who you are, no matter who you are. You don't have to drive a fancy car just for you to be a shining star.
No matter who you are, no matter who you are. Yeah. That's a Brand Nubian, Shining Star. Brand Nubian, obviously, Grand Pooba, Sadat X.
Grand Pooba himself.
And Lord Jamar. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Arms House to your Mars, Dre's house. Bring Arms
House to your Mars house. And we tell them.
Your boy Amber Arms and Steve.
What number?
112. First episode recorded in 2025. How you feeling now after New Year's, man? All good, man. I feel all right. Actually, the reason
No, I was just chatting shit that we had to. We didn't record yesterday because I was fucking dead.
Yeah,
ill as dick. So I was going to say thank you to that. Thank you to allowing me to do it today, bruv.
That's all love, that man. You know what I mean? We got to, you
anyway.
Know.
Listen, yeah. Once again, Arms House battered the Christmas and New Year's break. We pissed all over whatever you did. Battered it.
Arms House to your mum's house.
No doubt.
Arms House to your mum's house drops every Wednesday and comes out with shit like that. Pissing all over your mother's chips. Chat to me about other... Can't even say it. Arms House forever. Arms House is the best thing you've ever seen in your life. Arms House absolutely bodied it.
Yeah, we got Graph Letter Game. We got some more tunes. We might slip in a listener's question. Please, people, keep sending in your listener question voice notes for us to answer on the pod and your graph for critique. The emails below the or through the DMs on the Instagram. Please, people, get involved. AHC crew. Now, theme. The reason... Yeah, what was we were trying to work out the gang signs for AHC.
But the problem is, it would go too quick.
It's about practice. The more you practice it, the quicker, so, you know, then we'll know.
No, so I don't want it to be so quick. I wanted it to be more, like, you know what I mean? Like some... Exactly.
Yeah.
Ours is over in one sec.
Anyway, theme, I wanted to play that Brand Nubian tune because one of the members, his name is Lord Jamar, and he's, you know, spoken out about... Well, he's like an internet personality now, and he talks about a lot of shit and he ruffles a lot of feathers and he's quite a contrarian, but he's also a flat earther. Yeah. He loves flat earth shit. Yeah. Cause he's just got a deep paranoia about government and control and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Anyway, you can see things that are mad far that you shouldn't be able to see where it should be under the, first of all, what's it called? A horizon, right? Yes. What's the root word of horizon? Horizontal. Right. What is horizontal? Straight across.
Yeah.
An airplane. What is a plane? A plane is something that goes straight across.
Yes.
What is sea level? Sea level.
Okay.
None of this says curvizen or, you know, sea curve or, you know.
Nautical curve or aqua curve.
We measure distance in straight miles. We don't measure them in degrees and all of that. We measure them going straight. If you're going south, how come it's not downhill the whole way? And north.
Is he making sense?
You believe
he's making sense?
Absolutely.
You don't believe there's gravity.
There's density and buoyancy. There's no such thing as gravity.
No such thing as gravity.
The heavier, listen to me. And they will, and if you look it up right now, they'll tell you that gravity is the theory. So,
yeah, but
so, listen to me. No, it's not. No, it's not. Listen to me.
Flat Earth is a fucking brilliant.
So, theme on the flat Earth thing, because I remember early on in the podcast, like in the first few episodes, I was going to go in on like conspiracies and thing. That was like my thing, like early on in the podcast. And we kind of went away from that because in the hip hop community and especially in the graph community, it being an anti-authority kind of movement to a degree, you know what I'm saying? An anti-government, anti-imperialist, you know what I mean? So it leads to a lot of people tending to start believing in some of the more retarded conspiracies. Mm. And I want to draw the line, yeah? Because the word conspiracy theory, it gets used, it gets weaponized for people who are actually trying to speak truth to power. And they go, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, to shut people up. I know that that happens, yeah? It doesn't happen as often as people say, but it does happen. And so I want to draw a distinction between what I think a conspiracy theorist is and a political activist. They're two separate things. They both call out conspiracies that are real, you know what I mean, or based in some sort of truth. But a political activist actually uses actual evidence, like real evidence. They do actual research. A lot of them are academics and they're like experts in their field. And they not only bring truth to power, but they actually activate and they do things to correct the situation. Whereas a conspiracy theorist makes very large claims, but use very flimsy, if any, evidence to back it up. It's usually circumstantial or just from paranoia or an argument from ignorance, they say. They say, oh, look, this is happening and it can't be this, so it must be this. But that's an argument for ignorance. That doesn't mean you have evidence for this thing that you're trying to back up. Anyway, I don't want to ramble on too much about this, yeah? But in the past 4 months, something quite interesting happened. And I want to break it down to you, Theme, so please be patient with me, man. There was a thing called the final experiment, yeah? Because a lot of flat Earth, not all of it, but a lot of it comes from fundamentalist Christianity. Because apparently in the Bible, it says something about the firmament and about how God built our land as a stable plane or something. This wording in the Bible that was written, you know, thousands of years ago. They wrote all these things because of what they could see. You know what I mean? Obviously, later down the line, actually, before the Bible was written, we knew the world was a globe. But we've since then now it's obvious the world's a globe. Like there's so much foundational science that's built on the fact that it's a globe. Yeah, whether it's air travel or satellites or space travel or fucking GPS, even snipers in the army, when you're shooting from a long, long distance, you have to take into consideration the curve of the earth. Like it's just established
curvature
now.
Of the earth.
Check. But a lot of the flat earth community come from this fundamentalist Christianity. And there's this preacher in America. I'm not going to remember anyone's names, by the way, guys. Yeah. But he started this thing called the final experiment because he's a Christian, but he's not a fundamentalist. And he worked in science, so he knows the scientific method. And he was just sick of hearing about this flat earth shit. And he wanted to put an end to it. So he was trying to think of ways, how can we put an end to this whole fucking flat earth thing? Yeah. So what he ended up doing, because he found, as I said before, about large claims with shitty evidence, yeah? A lot of flat earthers, they have a big following. A lot of them are like YouTubers and they're influencers and shit, yeah? And they're flat earthers, yeah? Talking about how the government is, you know, all these conspiracies and shit, and NASA is fake and all these images are fake. And they've made an actual flat earth model, yeah? They've actually made it look all like, you know, like it's real. Like they have a flat pancake earth and they'll have like where the sun, like to explain. Because there's a globe earth model that explains, you know, the earth is at a tilt and the sun, when it hits here, that's the summertime. And then when it shifts here, that's the wintertime. Like explains the seasons, daytime, nighttime, and solar eclipses, everything. You know what I mean? And the globe model. But there's no flat earth model. So these flat earthers, they come up with this flat earth model where the North Pole is in the middle. Obviously, the earth is, you know, the globe, you know, all the countries and shit are around it. And then Antarctica is basically a massive ice wall going all the way around this, like, you know, the crust of the pizza, basically, which is holding everything in. Yeah, that's their model.
The Lord of the Rings shit.
And then the sun and the moon. Yeah, exactly. Then the sun and the moon go around there like that. Yeah, that explains their day and night and whatever. One thing that flat earthers have always said is that basically in Antarctica, in the South Pole, in December every year, there's a 24-hour sun. Yeah. So a lot of the people, when they say to flat earthers and they see this fucking model that they've put, they go, look, in Antarctica every year, there's a couple of days where the sun just goes round and round in the sky. And it's due to the earth being a globe, tilting towards the sun. And at the end of the year, the sun, it just like the way the earth rotates, the sun just never sets in the, you know, the south.
Because of the axis. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the tilt of the globe. Yeah. And flat earthers have said, this is impossible, no way, you know what I mean? No one's been to Antarctica, and all the footage you see from Antarctica is fake, and it's all CGI and blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say,
blah, blah,
bare people have been to Antarctica. Like, what thousands are you chatting about?
Of people go there every year, but because it's so cold there and it's in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, not everyone is, you can't just now just buy a ticket to Antarctica because there's no hotels there, nothing. There's just army bases, a couple of scientific research centers, and they do like sometimes treks into Antarctica. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like you have to kind of go with people. You can't just go. So the flat earthers took that and say, ah, see, it's a conspiracy. They don't let people there because, you know what I mean? They'll reveal the truth and all that shit. There is no 24-hour sun, blah, blah, blah. Now, back to this preacher in America, Peter Sully or Paul, I can't remember his name. He did this thing. He raised $100,000 and he reached out to a Antarctica, like a firm that fly people to Antarctica to do treks and stuff and scientific discoveries and shit. And he got with them, and then he offered every major flat earther influencer, like the biggest ones on YouTube who have hundreds of thousands of followers, yeah, he said to them, look, I'm willing to pay an all expense paid trip for all you flat earthers to come with me. I'll fly you to Antarctica, we'll sit there for 3 days, and we'll film and document the 24-hour sun, you know what I mean? And then that will put an end to your whole globe, your flat earth model. It was just to show that it doesn't work, you know what I mean? And obviously, as you could probably imagine, theme, a lot of them just said, nah, fuck you, I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, like, nah, this is a scam, nah, you're fucking with me. Like, they're just making up excuses not to go. It's been hilarious. I've been following this ever since I heard about it. Yeah, it was about 4 months ago or so. And so you see all these flat earthers, the big ones who have been like, you know, so brash about how they know what's going on, and they, you know, the government are keeping a secret from you. And they said, all right, come, we'll take you there. You don't have to lift anything out of your wallet. Yeah. Everything will be paid for, food, everything, you know. All of them turned it down except for two. And they're two of the biggest.
Okay, so flat two earthers. Went, yeah. Okay.
So two
they were
of them
the two went. Biggest flat earthers.
Yeah, two of the, maybe not the, there's one guy, he's English guy. I can't remember people's names. He's like the biggest flat earther, most famous flat earther in the world. But these other two guys who have been doing it for over a decade, they decided, okay, we'll go. Yeah. And they've said outwardly, there's no way there's a 24-hour sun. It's impossible. You know what I mean? And so they were like, okay, cool. So they went, and then also they took a couple of other guys like who are also science influencers. Yeah, so other YouTubers.
This has happened, yeah? These people have done it. It
happened in December. They finally did it. They did the trip. And obviously, they encouraged them to film every part of it because they wanted to be as transparent as possible, because they were making predictions about what the flat earth community are going to start saying after, because they knew it's 24-hour sun. It's well known it will be there. But once they showed it, what type of reaction they're going to get from the flat earthers, you know what I mean? It's not like everyone's just going to go, all right, I believe in a globe now. And so anyway, they took them, flew them there. They were like literally had cameras attached to them 24 hours a day, walking through the airport onto the aeroplane, watching out the window. Because a lot of them were saying, oh, they're not actually going to fly them to the South Pole. You know what I mean? They're actually going to be in Greenland or whatever. But they went to Chile the most southern point of South America, and they flew for 4 hours directly south. Like, they had compasses out. Like, they covered every angle so that they couldn't afterwards say, oh, it was CGI. Oh,
no, he was in Scotland. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, or whatever, yeah. And they went there, they filmed it, and they even had the footage of the two flat earthers that went, and just like to camera, they were like, bro, I've been here for 3 days now. The sun has not set. Yeah. Like, and even they're saying, I know you're going to call me a shill. I know you're going to say I work for the government or whatever, because, you know, they're flat earthers. They know how flat earthers think. Yeah. And so they're like going, I'm telling you, it's fuck. And like, they were live streaming this, and their followers were going, oh, pick up some snow from the ground. Pick up. And so he's like, picks up snow from the ground. And they're like, yeah, walk over there. Walk over that way. And he walks over there, like, just to show, like, you know, it's not a green screen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually here. Yeah. It's so nuts. Yeah. Anyway, then they fly back. And now, the aftermath, yeah, which is the kind of the point I want to get to about what I'm talking about, conspiracy theorists, yeah. They've all kicked off now and said that they're shills, that it's not a green screen, but theme, did you ever watch The Mandalorian? That TV show, The Mandalorian?
I think so.
They invented this new technique where it's not a green screen. They actually project. It's an LCD screen. It's not a projector. It's like an actual LCD screen that goes around them 360, and the camera moves with them. And so you don't need green screen anymore. You can use this big fucking, it's like a big dome thing where you can project like really lifelike imagery. Yeah. And so now the flat earthers are whipping this up, saying, oh no, they use this machine, which costs millions and millions of pounds to use. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense, you know? And
well,
then
the two geezers who were flat earthers, even though they've come back saying, yeah, it was the sun for 72 hours.
They haven't admitted it's a globe. They've said our model is wrong, so we have to work out a new model. Yeah, so that's what I'm getting at. It doesn't matter what facts or what evidence you show someone who already has a presupposed idea in their head, and all the evidence that suits their idea, they'll listen to. All the evidence that doesn't suit their idea, they reject. And that's how conspiracy theorists work. You know what I mean? That's why I think it's dangerous, and that's why I think it's a bad thing in general. You know what I mean?
You imagine going around saying that back in the day before the internet, yeah? Everyone would slap you silly. Say, what are you talking about? And just give you five or six school experiments to do to prove that the earth is not flat. And then slap the shit out of you. But now, because you can have a following from being a little bit unique and different and twattish, there's that decision to make. Oh, you know, we've just been banned. Should we carry on doing it? Yeah, let's just say that our map needs changing, bosh. And then but we know we're going to continue the facade. That's what I reckon it is. Like, they know the earth's not flat.
Well, I think some of them definitely know, and they're grifters. They're grifters online, because a lot of these guys, these influencer flat earthers, they make a lot of money, man. Thousands of pounds a month. Yeah, from their followers, you know, contributing. Oh, yeah, guys, you can join our Patreon, by the way. Yeah,
so even if they don't necessarily in their own mind believe what they're saying, they're still going to freaking crack on, aren't they?
Yeah, but there are some of them, like I said, the religious aspect of it, who believe so devoutly on their Bible or their religious book, and they're just like, nah, it has to be flat or else my God is wrong. You know what I mean? So they it's a cognitive dissonance.
God never said the earth is flat.
Well, that's the thing. It's the Bible can be interpreted any way you fucking want to interpret it. You know what I mean? And it has been like 1,000,000,000 times, you know, in many different ways. So that's just what happens. You know what I mean? With shit like that. So it's a mental, but don't get me started on religion. You know what I mean? Cause I'll go there, man. I fucking, anyway.
Goddamn religious freaks.
But that was kind of the point I wanted to reach was, you know, it's,
that was from a film, by the way. That wasn't me calling
it's like,
religious people freaks.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave a link below from one YouTuber. It's called Science Man Dan, his name is. Yeah, he's a bit of an idiot, but he covered this. He did like a 20-minute video covering this whole flat earth, the final experiment, and the before and the middle and the after and all the footage and all that stuff. So you guys can go check that out if you're interested
final
in that.
Final experiment, yeah.
It's a good name. Like I said, but now it's not, obviously, they're still pushing this flat earth thing. They're just switching the goalposts. They're just moving the goalposts to where they want it, where they feel comfortable. And the people who want to believe will believe. Doesn't matter what evidence you put in their face, they're just going to believe it. You know what I mean? And so it's just, it was just mad interesting to see that. And the prediction, and like they said, oh, so they predicted they were going to say, oh, it's a green screen or it's this dome thing or whatever. So they didn't tell them that they took a drone there as well. Yeah. So they waited for the response and then they showed them the drone footage where they actually were standing there. The drone was filming them all moving around. And then they went, oh, really high in the air. And all you could fucking see was snow. You know what I mean? They were in the middle of fucking Antarctica. So like they were, and even that still didn't fucking do it. You know? and the thing is, some of these, I've been watching some of these flat earther videos debunking the final experiment. They're like debunked, and they're like, look at their look at their footprints. They're not making footprints in the snow because
no
the snow,
way that sort of shit.
And they were like, look at the shadow. His shadow. Look, he's standing over here. The shadow's pointing this way, and now he's moved over there, and the shadow's pointing there. Not taking into account the cameraman is moving as well. Yeah, so of course the shadow's going to be, it's just stupid shit, you know? And they're like, oh man, it's hilarious to watch it. And then it kind of, you kind of got to deal with it in a different way now. When you meet someone like that, showing them evidence is not enough. It's about compassion. You got to kind of get to the core of it, which is either a massive paranoia against the powers that be, yeah, you know? And it's about trying to reason with that side.
Sometimes I think it's about joining a group, mate. There's those sort of people, you know.
Finding your community, you know what I mean?
Finding your community.
Yeah.
And then having, you know, people to chat to online and that. You stick to it, bruv.
And also, you know, there's another side of it of like...
We all know you would have got slapped back in the day. And it would have just...
As humans, we like to make sense of things. Even though the honest answer is, I don't know, we tend to not like saying those words. We don't want to appear stupid. We don't want to appear ignorant. We don't want to appear like we don't know what we're talking about. And so we lean into certain things, you know what I mean? And also having this like thing that's a big secret and no one else knows it, only we know it, makes you feel a bit more special. And you cling on to that.
And now with the internet, you get all your likes and followers and interaction with it.
You get
in your community that you've joined and been welcomed into. And it's the, you might even think, hang on, this is utter bollocks.
Yeah.
But I'm in and I'm this is me.
Exactly. And the thing is, I look inward to myself. Yeah. Like the best example
to myself.
Yeah, to myself. Like I think, what am I biased about? And what am I not rational about? And I would say like some of the things that I'm most passionate about, whether it be graffiti or hip hop culture in general. Yeah. I've devoted so much of my life and time to it. And it's one of my passions and I love it so much. When I hear someone say something negative about hip hop, instantly it triggers me. And I get all defensive and I start saying things that I don't really truly believe either. But at the time, I'm trying to defend the thing that I love. So I'll say anything to defend it, even though I don't really truly believe it myself. Like they're making a good point, these people. But you know what I mean? And I think I remember having an argument with someone. They were trying to make out, I think it was like the guitar. I was driving in a van with a work colleague. Yeah. And he's like an indie guitar guy. He loves rock music and he wasn't really into hip hop. And obviously I'm listening to hip hop in the van. Yeah. So I'm like trying to get him on hip hop. Yeah. I'm going, you can't not like hip hop. Trust me. You like this one. And we were having a long chat about it. A really good chat. Like he was a really nice bloke. And he was telling me about this guitarist. I can't remember which one. Let's say Eric Clapton. He was saying Eric Clapton is better than any hip hop musician ever. And I was like, nah, I won't have enough of it. I was like, nah, Pete Rock is better than Eric Clapton. Afterwards, I look back, I'm like, of course Pete Rock isn't, you know what I mean? Yeah, obviously, but I was there, I was ready to debate him to the death about how Pete Rock is better musically, you know what I mean?
Musician,
Yeah, exactly, which obviously
imagine giving like a book of composed by Beethoven and sticking it in front of Pete and telling him to play that on site. You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, Pete is an amazing, you know, he's collected so much music. He's good at arrangement. He's good at, you know, production, you know, to a certain degree and all
he's
that.
But he can't read a lick. He's good at hip hop.
He can't play a single instrument. And obviously, I don't know the guy. Maybe he does know how to play an instrument now. But when he was making those beats we all know love, he was just taking people's records and ripping them apart and making crazy shit out of it.
Here's a photo of me and Pete Rock.
Yeah, here is a photo of me and Pete Rock. Yeah. Check it out. I forgot about that.
I opened for Pete Rock.
Oh, sick.
With Parky, no? Well, it's Parkey's Ting, actually.
Which venue? Which venue?
Jazz Cafe.
Ah, sick. That would have been ill.
And we chilled upstairs with him for a bit.
Heavy,
he was
man.
Just fuming because of the American football. Losing, son. Goddamn, son.
I saw Pete Rock at Jazz Cafe, him and Roy Ayers together.
Roy Ayers?
It was a sick show, man, because he's sampled Roy Ayers so many fucking times. So they've obviously had a relationship. It was Pete Rock playing just drum breaks, just ill classic drum breaks. And then Roy Ayers was next to him playing the xylophone. With like, you know, where they have like two sticks in each hand and he's playing crazy rhythms on the xylophone. It was such a sick night. And then I was standing in the crowd and no lie, I looked to my right and it was Pasta Noose from De La Soul, Plug One. He was stood there. He's married to an English lady. Yeah, just I got to meet. He's married to an English lady from London.
Me and Pete. Right. Let's go into talking about big tunes.
Oh, yeah.
Can we go into my tune? What are we in?
Let's 25
mins.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Let's do it.
This came up on the old... These are how I select my tunes for the Arms House. I'm on Spotify and there's like 4,100 saved tunes on there, under liked tunes, sometimes a banger comes on. I haven't heard it for years. This is Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Boom, 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 boom. I love this tune so much when it came out.
I hadn't heard it for ages.
Yeah, but that's the thing. For me, this song, I heard it so many fucking times. It's one of them tunes that I'm just like, I don't get excited about anymore. I will now.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
But it's such a banger. I heard it so... It's like this song and I Got Five on it and This Is It, what?
You see that I Got Five on it, I've heard a squillion times more than this.
Yeah, maybe.
The Crossroads, Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Come on, bruv.
It's too good, man.
We should have been in this group as well.
You know, and they're rapping is next
Bone
level.
Thugs and Arms House, bruv. Boom, 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 boom. Now tell me what you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to roam. When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you. What you gonna do, but it ain't nowhere to roam. When judgment comes for you, cause it's gonna go.
We're gonna miss everybody. Yo, rewind.
There's not many pull-ups on the Arms House. I think that's the second one in the history of the Arms House. The Crossroads, Bone Thugs and Harmony. When judgment comes for you.
Remember the video?
Yeah.
God bless you, work another plan to heaven. Father the Lord on 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though the devil's all up in my face. But he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates of race, but I change the face of judge. And it blesses my soul with books. Grudge me, that's what I'm wishing for. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, we turn our soul.
Thank you. Should I cut it there or should we keep going? We keep going?
That's it. That's basically it anyway.
That's it. It goes on, man. But you remember the video for that song was so jokes as well. With Eazy-E, because Eazy-E just died, innit? So it was kind of a song for him, wasn't it? And yeah.
And there's a lot of those verses there are about Eazy.
Yeah, man.
Mate.
Sick. And that style. And that was the West Coast, you know what I mean? In the 90s, you know, they were still trying to, like, obviously after The Chronic with Dre and Snoop and all that. And then Bone Thugs came out. It was just, ugh. And then that song, they linked up with Biggie and they did the East West thing and that tune, Armed and Dangerous. Anyone ever play with us? Some ill shit. I think you're on mute theme.
What year did it come out?
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Let's take a guess. What year do you think?
Well,
I think 95.
For some reason, I think it was a bit later.
Yeah, it could be.
96.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Released as a single.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was 15 when that dropped, bruv. Carbon.
Yeah, that was in the height of my, like, just loving
it. That was in the height of all of the birds were getting yerps to that. No, yo. Do you see what it is? Oh, yeah, I'm like the biggest geezer around here. Like,
that was another, the summer of 1996, that tune was just on rotation. Same like the year before, in 95, it was The Score. You know, the killing me softly with that, every, like the whole summer, everyone was playing that tune.
Nah, but you ain't heard nothing. I'm a settle of The Score. Like,
Theme, you said you had a story from earlier today. Something happened to you?
Man's been getting in crazy stories again.
What happened?
At the hospital.
Oh shit, you went because you've been feeling shitty. You went hospital.
Bruv, I'm getting recurring illnesses, ill as dicks.
And a rash or something? When you told me you had a rash, I was like, go get checked out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I've been getting, it's not a rash, it's like bites, yeah?
Oh.
That's what I found out today.
Oh, shit. So, you got bed bugs?
Nah, come on, bruv. Disgusting!
You moved out of that place in Acton. Nah,
and I've checked for like, what's the other one called? Scabies.
Oh yeah,
I've got scabies treatment in the last couple of weeks. I've like alcoholed my body, alcoholed the sofa, the bed, washed everything, bruv. I've had my blood taken over like the last since like July. It must have been since July. My blood taken for tests. My hair, people scraping on my face, taking my face for
Jesus,
looking at what it could be. Yeah, because they're saying it's a skin infection. And I'm like, well, how can I just be my age and just suddenly get, what do you mean it's a skin? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, but no, but we see, yeah, no, yeah, it's a skin infection. Yeah. Like, right, okay. Sounds pretty bad. Try this treatment. This one doesn't work. Try this treatment. This one doesn't work. It's not, like I said, I've done everything. And then this morning, bell the doc. I'm like, doc.
Tell
like,
me.
You can't even see on here, yeah? But that's the palm of my hand. Do you know what I mean? That's your strongest skin, like some of your toughest skin.
Yeah.
And there's like people, like it hurts.
Jeez.
It just hurts as if something's been biting it, yeah? Fuck. Bruv, it turns out man's got the Dominican parasite in my ass.
No.
Like stuck in my ass. I got Dominican parasites.
No.
On my, I must have been bitten.
Because you were out Dominica. There last year. Yeah.
Yeah, in July.
In your ass, though?
No, I'm saying it's like in my ass. I got them like all over me. Like, I got them all over me. Like, in my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't believe it.
All over your ass, not in your ass.
Yeah, all over.
You had me worried there for a second. Because theme, I was about to bring up last time.
I didn't say all over my ass.
Bare episodes ago, maybe 50 episodes ago, you talk about how the doctor stuck his finger in your bum. And
in my ass.
That was one of the craziest episodes. It was so funny. I can't remember which fucking one it was. I'll remember and I'll link it below. I can't remember which episode, but it ended up, because you didn't know what it was. You were feeling sick. You were like, you thought it was food poisoning. What was it? It turned out you were allergic to a certain medicine that you had been taking for something else. Yeah. But this one now, you've been bitten by a Dominican fucking insect.
Dominican parasite, bruv.
Parasite. Oh, my
talking like hospital for tropical diseases, bruv. On the blood.
Theme, what's wrong with you, man? What?
So like, I got a bit. I got like a bite on my tit. I got, but every day, look, it doesn't, you forget about it. And then in the morning, when you, every morning, I'm like, oh yeah, fucking hell, cunts, yeah.
So this has been going on for now, a while, the bites, then. But yeah, you've only
but
now been
I've got like, las cremas y todo. I got like creams and shit, which are now actually going to work because they're actually for this, this thing's venom, bruv. They were chat, man was chatting about venom.
Venom.
I was like, what do you mean venom, bruv? It's January.
Theme, this
was Posio Venom, yeah, of all time, bruv.
Trust you.
But what's been happening, which is what my theory was.
Mm.
So, right, do you remember I was ill as dick 4 or 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? And bruv, Thursday and Friday, I haven't felt that bad for a lot. I don't think I have felt that bad.
No. And we were hungover from New Year's. And so I just thought, when you were telling me, I was like, nah, he's just hungover. But when I, because I was hungover as fuck as well. I got too drunk on New Year's. We don't want to talk about that. But I so, you know, I got all right after a day or two, but then you were still fucked. And I was like, you didn't drink that much. I definitely drank more than you, man. Like, what the fuck? But yeah. Shit. So you're on the mend.
With fever. Like, this thing's like from fucking Amazon. Do you know what I mean? Trying to mulch me and shit.
Fuck yeah, man.
And,
trust you, theme, to go to Dominica and bring back a.
It would have been when I went to the island. When I went to that mad island and it was raining and every insect on earth was out because of this rain. Yeah. It was fucking hot, pure daytime. It was just like a fucked up day for me. By the time it was pissing it down, but the amount of times I got bitten by things within seconds of getting on the sand, it's like,
yeah.
I had to walk through, like, flapping my own arms and that above my head just to try and see where to go and eat.
And parasites are the most disgusting thing on this planet Earth that we have.
But I've got to put this cream, yeah? Bruv! So the woman's like, now, Mr. Man, I need you to put this cream everywhere, yeah? And I'm like, yeah, okay, sweet. Like, how much is it? Where do I get it? And she's like, no, it's prescription. I'll do it now. Then you don't have to go to the shop. We'll give it to you because we want you to put this shit on there.
Jeez.
And I'm like, sweet. She's like, yeah, but just make sure you put it everywhere. And I'm like, what do you mean everywhere? She's like, oh, well, not above your neck is okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally like, everywhere. You just, after a shower, you just gonna be like,
everywhere.
Smother it on. I'm How like, big is the okay. tub? How big is the tub?
Bruv, let me get to it.
sorry.
But she's she's going, I'm looking at her going, it's Dr. Shiva who I always see. She always catches mad joke of me, this woman. Yeah.
Mm.
She's like, you're probably younger than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Dr. Shiva, when you say put it everywhere, yeah. She's like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I've got to put it on my balls. I got to put it on my fucking, in between my ass cheeks. Yeah, I got to put it on my gooch. Like, what are you doing? How much, what do you mean everywhere? She's like, no. Every fucking way.
Jesus. So,
and Christ. This shit, like, I can't wash my hands after. Like, I've got to have it under my fingernails.
Wow.
I got to have it everywhere.
Does it smell or is it odorless?
It's odorless. Bruv, and it's this big, bruv.
All
what,
right.
What do you mean?
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
so
all
a tiny...
of this torso, yeah? All of my back, arms, fingernails, back of my hands, legs, thighs. Ass, bollocks.
Theme has pulled out.
Helmet, cock and hole, the whole cock and ball set. You don't have a cream on your fucking helmet. You know what the fuck this is?
He's pulled out a toothpaste-sized fucking toothpaste. Container there.
Toothpaste, bruv.
Do you think,
bruv.
How long do you have to do that for then?
Once.
Oh, just once. Ah, okay.
Just once. But I had to, what did I have to do? Wash my bed sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, so I've put the new ones on just for tonight. Go in that cream. You have to keep that cream on for, like, I think it's 13 or 14 hours.
Jesus. So you've got the cream on right now as we speak?
No, going to put it on before bed because you can't, like, you got to, if you, like, wash your hands.
Yeah.
He's like, that's it.
Yeah, then you're fucked, yeah. Why don't you do it now in front of the pod for everybody, man? Slather yourself.
Or just slap it on the cock and ball set and, like, in the anus. Like, I'm going to get
it. Yeah, exactly.
It's a hit there, yeah.
Fuck's sake. Steve, how do you get into these situations, man? What the fuck, man?
Fuck's sake.
I lived in Brazil for a year. I've been all around the Middle East. I've been everywhere. I've never picked up a parasite, never picked up a fuck, you know, touch wood.
Oh,
But I'm just saying, itchy, like, you know.
Itchy little bastards. But no, that's why my defense system has been constantly fighting that since July. Because he's been saying to me, how's your appetite? She was saying to me, how's your appetite? I'm like, ridiculous. Like, I can't stop eating. And I'm not putting on any weight. She's like, yeah, because your body's like taking extra calories constantly when you're sleeping, when you're in the daytime, and you've got a foreign body that's trying to expel it, and it's got to locate it, then it's got to do this to it, then it's got to, and I'm like, fucking hell.
That's nasty thing, man. That is nasty, man. Because you know that parasite, it embedded itself into like an insect that then bit you, so it embedded itself into you and then might have laid eggs under your skin and shit. And it's just so disgusting, man. I'd be fucking swimming in that fucking thing.
I'm gonna be arms house to this bitch.
Arms house to your mum's house.
You son of a motherfucker. Yeah,
fuck
man.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry, team, but yeah, that's disgusting, man. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm also happy that they've located what the problem was. Like you said, you've been struggling for fucking ages now with that. So hopefully they'll deal with that. But knowing you,
I can go back to football and everything like that. It'll be amazing.
Jeez.
Amazing. But I've got to do it tonight. I've got to somehow like do that tonight.
Yeah. Thing, brother.
Yo.
I'm glad to hear you're on the mends and all that stuff. There was one thing we forgot to do last week. Yeah.
Giveaway tings or announce the giveaway tings?
We didn't fucking announce the winner from the previous episode for the mulch. For the Christmas episode, we picked a comment, and for the winner of the mulch pack, you know, big up mulch, shout out to them lot.
Big up mulch.
And you got it there, yeah?
Packs. Yeah.
Show them inside. What's inside the you're gonna get this.
I'm showing you a torn theme, Rich. Can I do this without them falling over?
You get like five little packs there. You can pour them into a tub of white emulsion and you can turn it into pink or purple or green, yellow. You can see all the colors there, gray. It's a really cool little set, man. So big up mulch and all them lot. I'll put the website below, you guys, if you want to go pick up some mulch. It's a great idea by my man there.
So who's won the mulch?
So Jane's _ cafe. Jane's Cafe. They left a comment saying, arms house to your mulch house. I don't know why I like that.
Are they an actual calf? Are they a calf?
I don't know. So whoever Jane's _ cafe on YouTube, that's your username on YouTube, hit us up on the email or in the Instagram DMs. Let us know where to send you that package from mulch. Jane's _ cafe, please get in touch.
Jane's cafe, it's got to be a calf.
It's got to be, yeah. I mean,
Jane, come on, girl.
Come on.
Listen, girl. If you send her the arms house a couple of cakes, oh, some cafe-esque kind of cakes. Oh, Jesus Christ. We will promote Jane's calf like you did, mate. If it's a bubble and squeak and poached egg ting down, there, girl, come on. Let us know.
We'll come down. Maybe we'll do
it. Liquor. Yeah. I'm really into cake sampling at the moment, Jane.
Cake come sampling. On, nice.
Come on, girl.
All right. Cake. So,
English cake.
Nice one. I'm glad I remembered to do that this time. Theme, let's play the graph letter game. Then we'll get into some critique, but for now, the graph letter game. We did I last week. Now it's the letter J. Not that many J's out there, to be honest. But I've got a few.
I haven't got them. Have you got them? Oh, he's a good man, isn't he?
I got them. I'm always...
It was really my turn, obviously. I haven't got them ready.
I'm a Boy Scout, you know what I mean? So I'm always prepared, as they say. Sorry, but I haven't prepared actually cutting it up, which I'm going to do right now.
Arms House listeners, I've been waiting for Amber to do the different types of writers comedy video part 2. And he keeps saying he's going to do it with me. But then he buys me off. But it's all ready and ready to go. So if you leave comments telling him to hurry his bitch ass up on this video.
No, theme. I'm going to play part 1 of different types of graffiti. We did it ages ago. We uploaded it on the Instagram. We got loads of funny comments from people. And so we promised to do a part 2 and we still haven't fucking done it. And I promise you, theme, we'll do it in the next week. Okay.
And we're using some of the comments who they said you should do this type of writer. In the first video, people leaving comments saying, oh my God, you left out this geezer.
Yeah, let us know in the comments below here, this video, any other extra ones we can add in. What different types of writers are there out there? But anyway, here's part 1. Check it out.
Different types of graffiti writers, part one.
Yo, son, you coming on this mission?
Oh, man, no, it's raining outside, man.
What do you mean, bruv? Every day you're saying that.
I just get buffed anyway, man.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake, bruv. Come on, man.
Oh, I do hope that's oat milk.
Oh, don't worry about that. I stole a pen from college.
Oh, you rascal. What, graffiti?
Yeah, let's go do some tags down Brick Lane.
Oh, I saw all about it in Vice documentaries.
Yeah, let's go.
YouTube, let's go.
Let's go.
Don't get paint on my vest.
It's foundation, son. New York, baby. I fucking been doing this shit, son. I did this shit before you was born, yo. Yeah, I was there. I was there. I bombed it. Word, son. Word.
Wait, bro. Would you put me out? Wait.
What the fuck do you want, man?
Put me out. Hey, what you gonna reach? Oi, dickhead. Pass it, Rubeboy, about you, right? You think you right, bro? You think you come down the pit and just get a reach, bro? Who are you anyway, you dickhead? Jump up and down for me, bro. Jump up. Can't even jump up and down, bro. What, little bit of green, yeah? Little bit of green, dickhead, about you, right?
First thing about graph is, you've got to buy all the stuff. Should have been in PFB. Best mates. ¿Qué pasa, gringo? ¿Tú sabes quiénes somos? Plato, plomo, puto.
Puto! Hey, gringo!
As you know, yeah, I went to school with Zombie, like, everybody knows that, right? But Zombie went over Raid, right? And I was there, mate, you know, because I know all of them, right? And then Afro and Fizzer, they started beefing. I'm the only one stopping all the beef, mate, do you know what I mean? Because I know all of them, right? They're all my best mates. Yeah, nah,
blow. All right. So we're going to do part two for that. But for now, we're playing the graph letter Jane.
What, bro? Do you know what I mean? Come on, Jane. The graph letter Jane.
The graph Jane's letter coach. Jane. Letter J. Here we go. Theme. I just sent you the first letter. It's sending.
Who's it? Jane's calf.
No. Yeah, Jane's calf. There we go. It's sent now.
Well, man, I got a WhatsApp. Yeah. Oh.
Do you recognize who did that letter J? Ooh.
Sorry, our mate Doubt has just sent me something. Your photo still hasn't come true.
It has,
There it is.
He's been getting involved, like he's been sending us messages through the Instagram. He's a, you know, he's a stalwart of the scene. He's been around the block.
Jeps, no.
No.
Isn't he Buds his mate as well? They paint
I don't
Star
think
Wars
so.
Together in that.
I don't think so. But he was chatting to us about bumping into some of the FLS lot back in the day and stuff like that through the Insta and
he's Buds his brethren.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe, yeah.
I painted him with this geezer.
Yeah. I remember he got mad at me once because I think I went over one of his pieces years and years and years ago. Like, obviously he's not mad at me now.
He should have banged you up, bub. He should have banged you up, bub.
It's Jiver.
Jiver.
Big up Jiver, man. Salute Jiver. Here we go, boom. I've sent you the next
I like
one.
The
this
way
one,
I still knew who it was.
This one you'll definitely
get. It's a nice
get.
J. It's a nice J,
to be fair. It's a nice J.
Ganja Man.
Any thoughts Ganja on this man. One? Oh, there we go. Ganja Man. There we go. Ganja. Yes. It is Ganja, the famous Ganja that we've seen many times.
Rest in peace, legend.
Here we go. There's the next one here. Another J from a London bad man who's battered London. He loves his high up reaches and stuff. Straight up bomber.
Jam.
Jam. Yes. That is Jam.
Jam. Sorry, I was saying J-Man, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Jam, bruv. Jam.
All right, I've got a couple more. Let's do this one here. This guy has been getting about. That's for sure.
Big things are gone. Big things are gone.
Boom, boom.
Here
sent.
On the farm, big things are gone.
So this is more of a throw up swarm. On a shutter. Who does that look like to you? Mm-hmm. He's been getting up and about, and obviously he's put up Fatso there, so that's a little hint.
Jet 97.
No, close, but not. No cigar.
I can't remember.
It's Jason.
There's your boy with the 4Y. Jason.
Yeah, 4Y. That was Jason. He's got quite a cool, nice throw up there, so I thought I'd include it. All right, one more. From the letter J, graph letter game. Who did this letter J? A bad man that we know. He's from round the way.
He's from round the way.
Yeah. Theme, any thoughts? I know there's not much to go on there.
I like this, though.
Yeah. CBM crew.
Looks a bit, looks a bit Met.
I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe Met threw up the outline for him, or maybe crept, or maybe Jords. I mean, I don't know.
Jords.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Did I just say Jords?
Yeah, you just said it, bro.
I meant to say crept. Maybe crept.
I still get the point, though. Yeah, you said crept, Met. You basically listed off the CBM, included every member. And I was like, oh, yeah, Jords. I reckon Jords threw that up.
Big up old Jords, man. No doubt. Wicked, man. All right. So
that was like 100, like 10 out of 10. That was like 100%. Do you know what I mean? Like easy. You know
so, Theme, can I leave it with you next week?
All my best mates, bruv.
H-I-J-K.
K.
A to the motherfucking K, homeboy.
K, homeboy.
A to the motherfucking K.
The motherfucking K. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. There's something on the flower. Some good K's out there. All right, so let's do a bit of graph critique and then we'll call it a day, yeah?
Let's have a bit of critique, like.
All right, thank you people who have been sending their crits in. People send them into the DMs or to the Instagram. Let's see, let's go with this one. Boom. You got it?
Yo.
It says, let me describe it quickly. It's a piece, it's very pastely pinks and purple. Fill. Like little fades and bubbles, white outline, turquoise background.
You can't write this word.
Little bubbles. It says Basto, B-A-S-T-O. So as Theme says, there's already a very well-known writer.
Is this what we're allowing now? Like one of the most upwriters in the country can't even have his own reach.
You know what,
do you know what I mean?
I mean, he's put a T-O at the end, Basto, but yeah. I mean, you can't be putting up that. but it could be from out of London, obviously, but still, that's no excuse, to be honest.
Do you think it's no excuse if you're out of London?
I think in the UK, for a writer as big as Bass, yeah, it's pretty bad, I think.
All right, I'm
good with
you.
But again, I'm sure
Bass... Have you seen that Cash just sent me photos of him battering Glasgow Station?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Bass in Glasgow!
All right, Theme, back to this piece, Basto.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I can't even... Bass is my brethren, do you know what I mean? I can't even look at this.
All right, cool. Well, let me go in on it first then, man. First up, the white outline with the light turquoise out, you know, background. You know, you got no dark colours in there at all, so it kind of... Now, the letters are not consistent. They're pretty toy, you know what I mean? But he's not going too crazy, though. He's got a couple of these little isms coming off and arrows coming off in weird directions that don't really make much sense. So maybe calm it down with that and go back to basics, because the consistency in the width of the letters is just all over the place. The O is big and chunky compared to, like, the middle bit of the S or the middle bit of the A, and then the B, like, the B does this thing that I hate, where the two round bulbous bits, when they meet in the middle, he's done that line go that little bit too long where it looks like two separate curves, like they don't go into each other. And for me, that's a real big TB, man. That's a big toy behavior. Unless it's purposely done. And then you can tell when someone purposely does it. This one, obviously, he done it just because he doesn't know what he's doing. The shadow is off, you know what I mean? It's thick over on the right-hand side, but on the left, bottom left, it's like thin. It's like a couple of inches. On the right-hand side, it's like a foot wide, you know? So it's like you got bring it back to basics, back again, man, Basto, and change your tag. Theme, you want to say anything or we move on to the next one? I don't mind.
Can we talk about the fatness to thinness of the arrow coming off the O, bruv?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is popping with that?
I mean, I can see how he's trying to follow the letter going round and then swooping off the top and winging round, but it's just...
Basto, can I talk to you, yeah? Let man talk to you for 1 second, bruv.
Talk or to girl. Him, mate.
Like, you see how you've done your letters, you know, you're doing the right thing, you're getting somewhere, but you're still not even getting, like, the proportion or the straightness right. So the middle of the S... Let's look at the middle of the S because it's one of your better letters, but you still fuck it up.
Yeah.
Look at the middle. Like the one bar's coming down like this and the other bar's coming down here. You need to be like this. They need to be the same and make the letter look nice.
Exactly.
And that's especially if you're doing a white outline because then, you know what I mean, it pings it out even more.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was you, I would really not write that.
I mean, ever. Yeah.
I would, no, I'm serious. I would never write that. So it's better to do that now and realize now and then change your reach because you can't write that. You can't, you know, the full reach of Bass is Bastard. Bastard.
Bastard.
Bastardo.
Yeah.
So it even has the B-A-S-T when he does, you know what I mean? It's just that's Bass. A good it's point. His whole thing. You can't write that.
That is
so unlucky, bruv. But there's loads of words in the house, in the game. Loads of words. Why don't you write water filter? Plug socket. You can't write plug either, bruv.
Oh, you can't write plug, no. I mean, yeah, exactly. But who knows? I mean, you know, it goes, I mean, we've chatted about this, how people get their name. Some people pick it because of the letters. They think the letters look cool. Some people get it because it's a nickname that they were given when they were a kid and they kind of stuck with it. Some of it.
Yeah, it's their last name. Oh. He's going to be like that. No, but they call me Basto. It's yeah. You. No. Whole of my life called Basto. Fuck Basto in fucking London. You can tell me fuck off. Fucking I'm fucking Basto.
Exactly. All right, moving on. Big up, Basto. Thanks for sending that in.
Big Simplify up, Basto, yeah.
Simplify yeah. it.
And don't write it. Cheers, Basto.
Yeah,
let's cheers. Move on to Gwen.
Gwen,
oh, for fuck's sake, Gwyneth. Gwyneth is Gwyneth one of those Paltrow. Fucking cunts that does like a dub letter than a throw up. Look at the N, Gwen. Yeah. Come yeah. again, tell a friend.
Just describe it and quickly. It's under...
In. It's a wank dub, yeah? Let me tell you about this dub, bro.
Go
it's
on.
A wank dub that's so wank that even though it's indoors, it looks like it's been battered with rains of jizz.
Yeah, it's drippy.
Doesn't it? It looks like it's been drippy as dick.
There must be a hole in the wall because it's under a bridge, yeah, but there's like it's water coming down there because it's drippy as fuck, man.
Whose idea was it to do a fucking chromy grey background for the fucking chromy grey dub?
Yeah.
Who's done that first bit there? Oh, second bit is, look at that. I hate it when one letter is just such a blatant throw-up letter, like the N.
Yeah. Yeah.
His W, you can blag each way because he's dog shit. But the N is like 100% throw-up star. Yeah. And the E is 100%, the G, 100% not.
When we say throw-up style, we mean there's no negative space.
There's no gaps. There's no there's no nothing going on. You can do that N in 5 seconds and it would be, you know.
He's kind of got a thing. Do you remember the writer Mose, who was at the Almshouse Graph Jam? And he sent a couple things in for critique. And I've always said how he's done one letter in one style, then the second letter in a different style, then the third letter in the same style as the first letter, like alternating styles. He's kind of done this in here. The G and the E have got a similar style, and the W and the N are that throw-up-y kind of style, like you said. Mm. I don't get why. You know, the E for me is the best letter, I think. The N is, I mean, the N you can't really go wrong with the N, so the N doesn't end. But the E, I think, has, you know, some style to it. But even that, like, you know, it's the most drippy one as well.
The N looks to me like an old school, like, neat sort of dub throw-out style. Done exactly. in like, all like really, really old sketchbook style, like really old. You know I mean, obviously,
the most simplest form. Yeah. Yeah, like if he did all the letters in that style, we'd probably be giving him props right now. And just
but
saying,
look at his little floaty W there, bruv. Look at the negative space in the middle of that. Like Jesus Christ. But good luck trying to get intricate on your G when you're a toy and you've got a G at the beginning of your letter.
I mean, yo,
into a W, bruv, as well.
True. I mean, it could work, though. That's the thing.
But look at that little, how skinny and shit it's going and rare, and the G.
Yeah, and look at the ism coming off on the right-hand side. It looks like a floppy dong with a head on it. You know what I mean? It's just flopping off the right-hand side of the G. And then the top left of the G, he's tried to put a little block there coming off the letter, but it's just like melting into it as opposed to jutting out of it. You know what I mean? And it just, that doesn't look cool, man.
Look at the middle of the W, how it goes over the right.
Yeah.
So much. And but he had to, because they had to get some sort of formation of a W.
Looks like terrible paint. The surface looks terrible.
But yeah, maybe ratings for that. Maybe it's dog shit paint that he's wrecked.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't make up for it. But, you know, you can tell for him to even put that little white line in the shadow. So you did a shadow and then in black, outline in black, shadow in black. But there's a little, like, to make a little gap between the outline and the shadow, he's put a little white line, like separating the shadow from the outline, which I think is a cool effect. And I tend to do that on a lot of my stuff. But here, because the wall is so fucked and the paint is so shit, it just smudges out in some bits and it just makes it look, I mean, I guess it adds a little effect to it. It's not too bad, but
Gwyneth.
But it's just
Gwyneth, you know, in the house.
He's trying too much to do something like, In a situation like this, if I had shit paint and it was in a little tunnel, shitty tunnel like this, just copy that N. Do all the letters like in the style of that N. Bosh, bosh, bosh. Put it up
fat
and walk away.
Fat border around that.
Yeah, fat border and then walk away. You know what I mean?
There's two little bubbles coming off the border.
Trying to get funky, but
and then bosh.
But Gwen, appreciate you sending that in. Maybe Gwen, send some other stuff.
Come again, yeah. Gwen. Set the trend, Gwen. Tell us then, Gwen.
The trend. Let's do one more. And then
another one, yeah. We've got a next one, next one, yeah, next one.
We've got quite a few in the...
Let's see, like, two twos, yeah. Let me critique this, like, see it there one time. Like,
all right, let's do this one. Fuck it. Boom.
End of the day, though, like...
There we go. We got one on a BR.
Shut up. I thought that was a...
Looked like a French Paris... Looked like a Paris train for a second. Same like, kind of turquoisey colour on the train doors, but it's not. It says binge, B-I-N-G-E. It's a nice dub on, was pink fill with blue stars going through it.
Right, it's a big man binge thing on the fucking panel, bruv.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Green background with either a very light blue or a white one time round the outside, black outline. Like I said, pink fill with blue rough stars going through. Obviously a very rushed job. It might even be a...
But the person can paint. You see, it's a rush job, and they've done like, you know, a couple of the bits. You can see they've done it many times before.
This is what I mean by simple letters. You master this style, yeah. Obviously, this guy's been doing it.
You can bosh things like this out, yeah.
Exactly.
It take me 4 minutes, but see how the border is crisp and the little circles in the border and the blue stars in the B. Some of them are like actual stars, even though he's done it as a fucking panel. Bosh, yeah. Green background.
I even think this might be a jump down of sorts. Like, I don't think he had long to do this because even the filling, like, look in the B, you can see the door behind. He hasn't filled it
in. Is this the best quality image? I can't see the...
Yeah.
It does look like Paris, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but it's not.
White bit.
It's definitely not. Who's he put up on the bottom right? Nant? No, I don't know.
Namto?
Something like that. No, the O's, the rings are from the one time going round. He's put little isms on it. I think,
but
this
the B remind me of an old Blink.
Yes, I was about to say that, man. It does look like an old Blink.
When I got no problem with seeing those B's on the trains,
bruv. Okay, compared to the Basto thing, when I was saying the TB behavior, how the B, the two bulbs of the B, like where they meet.
Mm-hmm.
This one's done perfectly. It meets there. He's cut it off.
Perfect.
Boom. It looks nice and bubbly, chunky. It's got some weight to it. It sits on the train nicely. The shadow's coming in the right direction.
Yeah.
Boom, bap, bap.
That B likes a bit of free cake. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Okay. Is it perfect? No. Is the G maybe? He could have emphasized that, you know, the middle bit of the G to make it look more like a G. But, you know, again, this is nitpicking on my behalf. And the middle of the E is too small. That should be
but
a bit.
Kids, let me talk to you about painting steel like this. If you go and you can paint steel like this, yeah, if you take that geezer, put them in one of your poxy legal walls and give him 4 hours in a zoo, he'll just burn you all.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Can control is that much more on point, you know?
It's more Now, if you put this exact binge, if you put it on that wall next to Basto.
Well, this exact one. No,
this exact
binge. And he's done this in the yard.
Yeah, I know. So, but if he'd done this exact one on that wall next to the Basto, I'd think that binge was better than Basto. You know what I mean? Like, even then. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of the consistency of the letters and because of the simplicity of it, this guy Binge is doing things with intent. You know what I mean? He's not adding all little bits here and there, trying to show off or trying to cover up for his fucking lack of knowledge of letters and stuff like that. He's just doing Binge, boom, B-I-N-G-E, bosh, done, you know? And that's when you can tell someone's doing something with intent.
Done my thing, yeah.
It goes a long way. You know what I mean?
Go on, Binge.
Go on, Binge.
Binge on steel.
Yeah, man.
Any all binge right, on feel.
We did have a listener question, but...
The bother listener's think, question. Yeah. We'll because that one's a deep one.
That one's a deep one. Maybe we'll go next week where...
And I'm fucking hungry. Well, you can choose my dinner. I've got freshly caught king prawns.
Ooh. I mean,
they're not freshly caught, but they're from Lidl, bro, but they're uncooked with a stir-fried ting or chicken ting or haram, pork ting.
What do you put in your stir-fry? Do you put like tender stem broccoli?
A whole bunch of veg. Bok choy. Bean sprouts.
Carrots.
Yeah. And I've got, it's going to be that kind of stir-fry. And I've got, what's it called? Sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, okay. I'd go for
you
the stir-fry.
You want a sweet and sour sauce?
Yeah, I'd go with the stir fry. I'd go with the stir fry personally. I love a good stir fry, man.
Is that what you're going with stir fry though?
I love it. And it's quick and it's easy.
I can have spinach, wash the spinach out, chop it up fine, put the olive oil and the balsamic, and then cook just some eggs, maybe just some poached eggs, and just lay them that spinach.
That's nice as well.
Maybe I can do that.
But do you, with the stir fry, what I always do, because I do a lot of stir fries, I'll crack an egg in it as well. So I'll like, and then I'll also, I got roasted sesame seeds to sprinkle over the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It gives that extra little kind of burnt flavor thing. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love sweet and sour. That's my favorite, man. Have you ever made sweet and sour sauce from scratch? It's so easy. It's basically ketchup and honey, brown sugar, ketchup and vinegar. It's literally just that. It's crazy. I've made it a couple of times. It's nuts. But anyway, we're going to go out on this. No, you know what? Before we go, hold time.
I want to say big up Chrome and Black.
Yeah, go
big up Chrome and Black.
Every time, yo. Big up Chrome and Black. And Zoot Patrol Comics.
Big up Zoot Patrol Comics. Big up Chrome and Black.
You know what? I found an extra copy of Acme's History in a Shoebox zine, part one, volume one, 1990 to 1995, flicks of all sorts of cool graph that he took himself or that he acquired from different people. History in a Shoebox. Leave a comment below this episode. Let us know any conspiracies, maybe some conspiracy theories I should look into for future episodes. Let us know themes, Parasite, like, you know what I mean? Like what you should do about it. What else?
Take the cream. Get it on your ass. Get in that ass.
Send in your questions, all that stuff. Peace and love, party people.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to this tune by MF Grimm, produced by DJ Eli, but this is the remix.
Oh, let me say something.
Go for it.
Or is it too risky? The next episode...
Oh, right,
plans.
Yeah, don't say don't
too
say.
Risky,
don't.
Too risky, no,
too risky. Too risky. We got a plan for next episode. Let's see how it goes. But we're going to go out to this tune by MF Grimm, DJ Eli, Landslide remix theme. Check the lyrics on this. The hook is so cool. This beat is one of my favorite beats. Shout out El Presidente. He put me up onto this beat. Peace, man. See you guys next week, man.
Peace.
Yeah.
Arms House forever. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Arms House, the Arms House.
We're going to twist it, son. Fat to fight back, no matter how you see it, it's a landslide. Seven digits, we be counting, my crew, we moving mountains. Step up, nigga, it's a landslide. It's wrong to kill a man, but God got to understand that no matter how he see it, it's a landslide. And if he feels I'm a traitor, there were consequences later. Down in hell, repercussion for my homicide.
I don't want to be the hardest for what it's worth. I just want to finish my bid on the planet Earth. I pray to God that you stay out my fucking way. Cause it's killed or be killed, that's how it's every day. It's fucked up that a brother can't just live in peace. But there's so much jealousy here on the east. A lot of brothers from the west coast are dope indeed. Some are acting like they don't fucking bleed. From the east or the west, if I offend you, the fuck with battle, nigga, we can make it pay-per-view. I fear no man who inhales oxygen, exhale dioxide. Any war's a landslide. You're too thin to win, too fat to fight back. No matter how you see it, it's a landslide. 7 digits we be counting, my crew be moving mountains. Step up, nigga, it's a landslide. It's hard to kill a man, but God got to understand that no matter how he see it, it's a landslide. And if he feels I'm a traitor, there were consequences later. Down the hall, repercussions for my homicide. The bullshit will not be tolerated.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?